The image flickers as the sun sets behind an island. Mar Vista Entertainment. The 21st Street Films. Inspired by actual events.
It's easy to get the feeling that this is a community. One of happy, good day greetings, and pleasant neighbors.
A family walks down the street on a small old TV in the dark living room of a suburban home. An Asian man in his 70s spoons food into the mouth of an old woman lying in bed. He offers her another bite and she turns her head, clutching her belly with her bandaged fingers. Just one more bite, my dearest. She lets him feed it to her. She sees something out the window. There's nothing there. The bathroom faucet runs. He helps the woman walk down the hallway. Slowly, slowly. Something red surrounded by feathers lies in a doorway they pass. The birdcage is empty. He's here. Don't move. The old man grabs a shotgun. On the bathroom mirror is a dripping bloody X. The woman shuffles in, staring at it. A black envelope leans against the bottom of the mirror. "Open me," it says. Inside is a letter and a razor. The man creeps up the stairs with the gun. He approaches the ajar bathroom door. "Honey?" He aims at the dark hallway.
"I see you, Raven. Come out."
The woman collapses onto him. She's left the now bloody razor on the bathtub, a fresh bloody X on the wall. She lies dead. Old footage of children in a 50s suburb plays under the opening titles. Mar Vista Entertainment presents a 21st Saint Films production, a film by Ryan Rothmeyer. The Watcher. Edie Gathegi, Aaron Cahill, Tracy Toms, Kevin Daniels, Abba Babatunde, Riley Barron, Sab Shimino, Ruth Williamson, Ellie Young, with Denise Crosby. Casting by Matthew Lesall, CSA. A black man and a white woman drive a car through the neighborhood.
"Are we getting close, honey?"
Yeah, I think we are just a couple more streets down.
Costume designer Brittany Chapman. Original music by Carson Ahn. Editor Brett Solemn. Production designer Tom Lasowski. Director of photography Pedro Luque, SCU. Co-producers Adam Blake Carver, Nicholas Dunleavy, Edie Gathegi. The couple's VW bus carries down the street.
"This neighborhood is not that bad."
"Not that bad, it's beautiful. I don't understand why people told us to stay north of the freeway.
Everything there is like twice as expensive."
"It's a little far from your work though."
"Well, you know, they're putting condos up by work. We can always move in one of those."
"I'd rather stay in this van, in this neighborhood."
"I know you would. I'll just rip out the back seat, put a toilet, done."
"Gross."
"Move to the beach, live the California dream." "Oh. It's gonna be cheaper."
"My dream includes indoor plumbing."
"Well, the good news is we can afford that in this neighborhood."
"Hey, that's it, that's it."
He pulls the van up outside a house. Inside, a woman with leopard print glasses arranges a tray of cookies. She sees them arrive and sprays air freshener. The woman steps out of the car. She has shoulder-length brown hair, with matching brown eyes surrounded by dark eyeshadow. She gazes at the house, a two-story blue building with a porch and a chimney.
Welcome home! What are you folks moving in?
Inside, the brown and tan walled rooms are nearly bare of furniture. Light shines through the curtain windows onto the hardwood floors.
Now, we're just over 2,000 square feet spread across two floors. And as you can see, it's an estate sale, which means everything comes as is. Who knows what treasures you'll find? Oh, well, she's a little rough around the edges, but then who of us isn't?
When was it built?
I believe Teddy Roosevelt was president when these walls went up.
It's big.
Plenty of room to grow. Is it just the two of you?
For now.
Well, don't drag your heels for too long. The sooner you have them, the sooner you can get rid of them. Let's see what's going on upstairs.
The husband makes a she's been drinking gesture. His wife laughs and slaps his shoulder playfully, and they head upstairs.
I know it's a little dated, but it's pretty true to the era. Shall we?
We shall.
The wife lingers, eyeing the bathroom mirror, which has no trace of the bloody X that once marked it.
Now this would make the perfect nursery, or, well, your craft room in the interim.
Actually, I need a home office.
Well, good for you. I always support a fellow working girl.
My girl is gonna take over the local fashion scene.
Well, right now it's just a portfolio.
Speaking of work, hey, Kev.
Hi, Kevin.
You know, just laying down some L.A. roots.
Now, there is the matter of a disclosure. State law requires that I notify you of any deaths that occurred on the property.
Was there more than one?
Oh, no, 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 no. The previous owner suffered from a lengthy illness. That's all the form said.
Well, maybe a ghost will help our chances.
Well, don't debate for too long. In real estate, fortune favors the bold. Lately, the Chinese. Take a minute.
The realtor saunters downstairs, leaving the wife in the empty room. She spots something, a growth chart on the doorframe, each line labeled with a different age. She steps onto the back porch, admiring the dirt backyard and the large treehouse near the fence. She approaches the treehouse and climbs the planks nailed to the trunk that serve as the ladder up. She sees a boy inside, her foot slips, and she falls. A white woman in her 50s rushes over.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
You let me be the judge of that. I'm a registered nurse. Now, close your eyes. Come on. Undiagnosed head trauma can be a silent killer.
Oh, I kind of led with my back, so.
Open up. Up, 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 up. Dilation seems fine.
Hey, you can't be up there. Now get down immediately.
The boy's just collecting bugs.
This is an open house, not a playground. Now get down.
How am I supposed to make an offer on the place if my son can't explore it?
I'll help him down.
Thank you.
So you're thinking about making an offer?
Oh, no, this place needs too much work. No. We're just looky-loos. We live down the block.
Oh, well, maybe we'll be neighbors. I'm Emma.
Jean Gordon. Mikey, come down and apologize to Miss Emma. No apology, no ice cream. I really hate bribing him, but it saves so much time. Not great in the weight department.
Sorry, Miss Emma.
Oh, that's okay. I should go find my husband.
Oh, I gave up looking for mine years ago. You'd be surprised how much you get done.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
Mikey stares at the sky. It's a foggy day. A raven sits on a telephone wire. The realtor sign in front of the blue crumbling house now says, sold.
Congratulations! Oh, you two must feel so lucky.
Well, we feel poor.
But you look rich and that's all that matters.
If only that were true, Francine. I'll know.
Oh, good. I can walk my girl through a couple things. Now, first of all, the sprinklers turn on at the side of the house off the driveway. Though you might want to look into a drought-tolerant yard if you believe everything the hippies.
Emma spots a couple unloading a car across the street. She waves and gets no response.
This whole desert look is a... I think it's a trend.
The husband unpacks boxes in the kitchen. One is labeled, Finn.
I just saw some of the neighbors across the street and they didn't wave.
Welcome to L.A., honey.
Oh, give them time. They probably just need to get over losing out on the place.
They made an offer?
Oh, look at me. Here I am stirring up the pot. You beat out five others. You both earned these.
What do all these open?
Why, everything, dear. Oh, there's a community bulletin board you can get on your phone. It's called Nobers. That's neighbors with a no. Oh, you know, it has local events, yard sales, noise complaints. That one works both ways. Oh.
Emma notices the box labeled Finn and wanders over to it.
I grabbed the wrong box. This should go to storage. I'm sorry.
No, I want to keep this one.
Sure, because I can put it in the attic if you want me to.
It's on here somewhere. Oh.
I'm okay.
I should probably leave you two to your lives. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah, and if you need anything, text or holler. I'll put on my blades and skate right over.
See you at the housewarming, Francie.
Thanks.
Skate right over? This woman is a maniac.
You know what's even crazier? We have a house.
He kisses her. A wrapped plate sits on the doorstep. As Emma takes out some flattened cardboard boxes, she notices the plate and glances around. She opens the card on top. It reads, "Welcome home. The Looky Loo." On a gray day, Jean wanders down the tree-lined sidewalk of the neighborhood, picking up trash with a long grabber tool. She sees Mikey crouched near a lawn with mason jars hanging from his backpack, eating something. She pulls him to his feet.
Where did you get those? They were for the new people. Spit it out.
He spits it on her hand.
Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out.
Mikey, spit it out.
She pulls him into her arms and sits down, eyeing a person sweeping the sidewalk across the street.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
What will the neighbors think?
A bug crawls around Mikey's broken mason jar. In their living room.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but West Coast pizza is not half bad.
Enjoy it, because for the next 30 years, we're going to be eating ramen and crackers.
Honey, I think we got a deal in this place.
Yeah, a 20 grand over budget deal, plus furniture and all the renovations we want to do.
Honey, I got this. I'm going to work like crazy. And pretty soon, you're going to book a gig, and we'll both be way too busy to even enjoy the place.
I will find something.
Of course you will. Right now you can focus on fixing up the place.
Is that part of your master plan, to make me a Susie homemaker?
No. We definitely need the money. I just want you rested and happy. So we can focus on other things.
In the meantime, we should definitely fatten up.
She grabs a plate of cookies.
Seriously? Porch cookies.
I know who made them.
Yeah, never accept a gift by somebody over 50 years old. They will own you.
She seems perfectly nice.
Yeah, until she's knocking on the door at 5 a.m. looking for sugar. You know, that's how early these people wake up, right?
Well, I'd like to know at least one person out here. And now you're changing the subject.
No, I'm not.
I'm bringing it down. Way down.
He swings his hips, grabs her hands, and pulls her up to dance. They make out and sway together to the music. They fall back onto the couch, their lips pressed together. Through a gap in the curtain, a dark figure watches them from a tree. Passing headlights sweep across the ceiling of their home. In bed, Emma slowly blinks her eyes open. In the living room downstairs, a window is ajar. She approaches the window and peers outside. She pushes it shut and strides away. She spins around.
You okay?
Yeah.
They stare apprehensively at the wall the banging is coming from. And Noah wraps his arms around her. Now, he steps outside, holding a broom threateningly, Emma clutching his arm. There's a large red X on the wall beside the front door where a black envelope has been nailed to the side of the house. It says, "Open me." In the kitchen, Emma slides a piece of crumbled paper out of the envelope.
Dear people, I see you've moved into my home. I know it's cozy inside. I've been in your bedroom.
Has the girl taken a bath yet? It can't stop the sickness. The raven will come.
Noah throws away the note near a window.
Well, shouldn't we call someone?
I'm gonna let the police know in the morning, but it's probably just kids.
He gives her a kiss and a hug, then eyes the window as he saunters away. A clawed hand peels away from the windowsill. Noah sets up a security camera on the front door.
Is it safe to come out?
Only if you smile. If anybody comes within 10 feet, bam. We get an alert.
So basically we have a channel dedicated to the mailman.
And possums and stray cats. Don't forget we have the contract coming by later.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. You know I'm going to be watching this thing all day.
Yeah, I know that.
The window of their VW bus is shattered. Noah strides over to it, checking his watch.
Great.
Looks like you picked the wrong spot. We heard it go down. Didn't get any eyes on anyone.
Yeah, some kids tagged our door last night.
Hey, look, let me get you something to help you out with that.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm already late to work.
Blame it on traffic. Manda! Need some plastic wrap and another cup of coffee. It's for company.
Emma pulls a cover off an old mirror and grins.
Got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Oh, everything'll be alright.
She sweeps the floor of the living room, slides their vinyl records into a bookshelf, and checks on the contractors working in the bathroom.
Gonna be alright. Got a feeling everything gonna be alright.
Emma logs into the Nober's website on her laptop and scrolls down her Facebook-like front page. She messages Jean, "Thanks for the treats." Smiley face. She gets a notification on her iPad, front door. She checks the camera, seeing a delivery man carrying a package. She pushes the heavy box into the house and opens it. It's full of cat food. She furrows her brow, confused, and puts some dishes away in the kitchen. In one of the cabinets she discovers a photo. The back says, Akimoto 05, and the front shows the old Asian man who used to live there.
Welcome home. This is Francine Waters. Please leave a message.
Hello, Francine. This is Emma Curtis from the West Adams house. Something happened here last night, and I just had a couple questions about the previous owner, so please give me a call when you can. Thank you. Bye.
Now she arranges a vase on the mantelpiece. Now she wipes down a black counter. She pauses and turns toward a nearby brown door. Opening it reveals a closed black door. It's locked. Emma inserts one of the keys from the keyring into the old-fashioned lock. She tries another one. She gives up, leaving the mysterious door shut. The black and white door cam shows an unattended cardboard box on the front landing. Noah comes down the sidewalk and approaches the door. He sees Mikey watching him from behind one of the front pillars, and Mikey darts away. Noah carries in the box.
Apparently there's this woman who lives right around the corner named Terry, who's got this small dog, and she refuses to pick up.
Oh, hi. We have company.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, we were on our afternoon jog, and who would message me on Nober's?
She jogs with cake?
I carry one in Mikey's bag. It gets very ugly when he's hungry. Large piece or small?
I'll just save mine for dessert.
What'd you bring us?
It's address of the Akimoto, so I'm keeping it.
I left a message for Francine. We have been getting so much of their junk.
Not surprising.
Did you know the previous owners?
Only in passing. It was rumored they were hoarders.
What happened to them?
Well, I heard the wife had her issues. Gladys was her name, I believe.
We were told there was an illness. Mm,
an unfortunate one that ended with a razor in the bath.
Jesus.
You should have read the Nober's thread on that one. But look, you can't worry about everyone who's live in a place. You'd never get any sleep.
He opens the box. They cover their noses.
Oh, what is that?
Noah lifts out a hanging lamp with a dead rodent inside and a red X. Mikey sprints past, knocking it to the ground. He runs into the other room, and Jean goes to comfort him as Noah bends over the lamp and reads what is written inside it.
Dear people, has it touched you yet? The vermin inside your walls. You should thank me for this gift. It's a warning. Stay and the sickness will come. And then the raven will follow.
I told you never run inside a house like that. I should get his pills.
Do you need your purse?
No, I'll just be a second.
It's okay. There's nothing to be scared of.
Don't run. Mikey shouldn't run. He shouldn't run.
Why don't you tell me what you were running from? Mikey?
I was scared. Scared of the man.
What man?
The man in the treehouse.
Although it's a sunny day, the interior of the treehouse is shrouded in darkness. They gather on the lawn outside it.
We know you're up there. Say something or I'm coming up.
Don't.
Noah approaches the tree.
Noah.
He starts to climb the ladder as Emma watches nervously. Noah disappears into the treehouse.
Noah! Noah!
All clear. Looks like somebody was living up there, found a bunch of trash, and there's also something up there that looks like it's not apple juice.
Mikey, what did the man look like?
Tell Miss Emma what you saw.
A bird.
What?
No, not the bird, Mikey, the man. Is he young? Old?
Looked like a bird.
I'm sorry, I should probably get him home.
Noah finds a black feather in the trash from the treehouse. Nothing looks amiss in the neighborhood. Clouds hang above the pointed roofs of the large clean homes. A neighborhood watch sign warns, "We are watching you." Emma pins fabric to the shoulder of a mannequin. She pulls aside the sheer curtains to watch a worker haul lumber past the house, the remains of the treehouse they are disassembling. Emma winces and puts a hand on her stomach. Noah sits in the entry room, which is filled with boxes.
Well, we've been getting about 4 or 5 deliveries a day, but why would anybody need 1,000 styrofoam cups or plastic moose head? Well, can you at least tell me who's been making the payments?
He sees someone drop a package on their doorstep.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Hey, sir!
They hurry away, leaving Noah to add the small box to the growing pile. Emma and Noah have dinner with their neighbors from across the street.
Did you say you got VHS
Legos,
tapes?
VHS tapes.
What the hell are you gonna do with a VHS tape?
Cat food.
Well, what do you do with that?
That's weird. You know, if I were you, I would turn around and I would sell all of it. Hmm. I mean, folks around here love themselves a good yard sale.
Yeah. What did your agent say?
You haven't been able to get on the phone.
That girl got her commission and she is long gone. Real estate is just like Hollywood. Good luck getting her on the phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm just beat, I guess. Sorry.
You know, Amanda had a stalker, too.
They do not have a stalker.
But found him naked in the hot tub.
It's all shriveled up. It's pretty nasty.
You too.
I got a restraining order. You basically have to die before the cops do anything. Mm-hmm.
You know, I bet it's that window.
Reggie.
Oh. What's a window?
Wendell Akimoto. He used to live in your house. He was an angry little man. That's why we wanted to buy it and flip it so we could choose our neighbors.
I'm not surprised his wife took that bath. He probably poured the water.
Seriously? They have to live there.
It's okay. We're going to replace the bathtub anyway.
Well, listen, I'm sorry this took me so long, but I've been on splits all month, so...
Maybe they're civilians. Hmm? You have to forgive my lovely wife. What? She's in television.
That's where I know you from. Crenshaw 911.
And Reggie does all the stunts.
Excuse me.
Emma sprints across the lawn and pukes in the bushes.
Oh. I'm fine.
Looked like she saw your show.
In their bed, Noah stares at his phone while Emma lies beside him.
Maybe it was the barbecue.
No, I hardly touched it.
Maybe you're...
Can we not talk about this right now? I don't feel well.
All right. Good night.
Night.
A raven-masked figure sits in the tree. Emma stirs in bed. She sits up. Noah remains asleep beside her. She pulls on her nightgown and wanders out of the room. As she goes, her iPad lights up with a notification for the door. The security cameras around the house show nothing but tree branches waving in the wind. She treads down the stairs into the kitchen and goes to pour herself a glass of water. A hulking raven-like figure stands on the other side of the window. The window shatters and she ducks through the hallway and hides in a corner. A dead raven flies through another window.
Someone's attacking our house. 3520 Point View.
Is the intruder in the house?
I don't know.
I need you to find a safe location and wait for assistance. Someone is on their way.
Noah hurries downstairs and she pulls him toward her. He creeps toward the dead bird. He reaches out to touch it. It has pecked open a gash in his hand. Noah rushes downstairs and hurries over to her.
911, what's your emergency? Hello? Is anyone there?
Emma speaks to an officer in the glass-covered living room. The bird is still there.
Okay, just start from the top.
I was getting some water. And I saw something out of the window.
Sir. Excuse me, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. Detective Stark. I live in the neighborhood over in Corcoran. Ooh. Look what the cat drug in.
Yeah, well, the cat's been here before.
Detective, this man has been sending us stuff ever since we moved here. Notes, packages.
He wants us out.
Well, he wants to scare you.
Yeah, well, it's working. Sir, there's something in its mouth.
Detective Starr leans over the dead raven as the officer pulls a tightly rolled paper out of the bird's mouth.
Dear people, I see that you're still there. The girl's skin looks young and fresh, but not for long. If you stay, I will come and lance the sickness with my beak. Don't blame me if it kills you.
The sun shines over the neighborhood. Someone drops off another package on top of the pile outside the front door. Upstairs, Emma lies in bed. She opens the bedroom door. A radio sits among other tools, and the floor is covered in plastic sheeting. She pulls on a flannel and heads downstairs. A heavyset man tapes plastic sheeting over the broken window near the stairs. Noah works on a panel beside the thermometer.
Morning. Check it out.
What is this?
You'd be surprised what gets done around here before 11 a.m.
11?
Yes, ma'am. The code is our anniversary. Okay, so maybe it's the day before.
She turns toward the window, and he follows her gaze to watch the worker tape the plastic over the empty window frame. In the bedroom, Noah fixes his tie in a mirror.
Sir, you're just gonna leave me here.
Honey, I would never leave you alone. Stark is on it, plus you got the workers here all day.
The workers aren't gonna be here forever.
Well, let's hope not, because we can't afford that. We are going to catch this creep. And in the meantime, I'm only 20 minutes away.
Without traffic.
Focus on your portfolio.
If you come home and I'm dead, I'm going to haunt the crap out of you.
I gotta go.
Have a good day.
She stares at the mirror and furrows her brow. She stands up to inspect herself more closely. She touches her face gingerly and turns away. The kitchen window downstairs has also been covered with plastic. The kitchen is empty. Emma works on a sketch of a dress upstairs in the bare study. Mikey, two dirt-filled mason jars on his backpack, shuffles down the sidewalk, following Jean and Emma.
Ever since we moved in, I can't sleep or focus.
You don't need an excuse to call. I'm just glad you did.
And we got another note.
Oh, dear. Some folks just aren't happy how this neighborhood's changing.
I don't know what to do.
Mikey uses a folded paper fortune teller with Emma.
B-L-U-E. Two. Oh, ladybug. Did you draw that?
It's a ladybird beetle. They're not true bugs.
Ooh. Mikey, let Miss Emma eat a little something.
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, nonsense. Come here.
Emma pats Mikey on the shoulder and sits beside Jean.
You know, I've got this herbal tea. It beats counting sheep every time.
I want chips.
No chips today. You're eating healthy.
I want chips!
No, Mikey!
He runs off.
I swear, one day that boy's just gonna keep on running.
Jean, that must be so hard.
It's the hardest job in the world. And the best. How about you two? This house is just begging for little ones.
Oh, I'm thinking about that right now.
I'm sorry. I just stepped right in the middle of something, didn't I?
It was a tough couple months before I moved out here.
How far along?
To term. We named him Finn.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it is what it is. You know, we thought a fresh start would be good for us. It's what we were hoping anyway.
Well, you need more than a picnic. No more unpacking, no more remodeling, just a cocktail, a good book, and some sun. You still look like the East Coast.
I'll do that.
Yes, you will.
A man hits a golf ball at a screen simulating the flight of his ball. Noah strides past him on an iPad, knocking on the glass wall of someone's office as he passes it. A small black gift bag that says "Open Me" sits on his desk. Noah snatches it and holds it up.
Did anybody see who dropped this off?
At his desk, Noah pulls out the wrapping paper. Inside is a pair of leopard print glasses. He also finds a flyer for their realtor. Her eyes have been crossed out.
We have been leaving her texts and messages for days.
I'll call over to the real estate office. She's probably swamped with this current market.
It's from him. He knows where I work.
We're also running a check on Mr. Akimoto. It seems like he's gone to a lot of trouble not to be tracked down.
Stark, if you could not mention this to Emma.
Let's hope I don't have to.
Emma sets up a lawn chair, lathers her limbs with sunscreen, opens an amber ale, takes a single bite of a cupcake, and positions a sun hat on her head. She relaxes in their brown backyard. Her head lolls as she falls asleep, and her ale slips out of her hand. A figure rushes past. She takes off her hat and wrinkles her nose. Uneasy, she wraps a blanket around her, then sees a black figure shaking its feathers inside the kitchen. Her hands are covered in blood, her wrists slit open. Emma wakes up. She looks around. There's no one inside, and her wrists are unharmed. Emma climbs upstairs.
Hey, guys, I thought you weren't coming in today.
She stops, eyes wide. Window Akimoto is upstairs, holding a broken piece of the doorway with a height chart on it.
Can I help you?
We did this at the end of every year. By 13, he was already taller.
Mr. Akimoto?
This was our home for 41 years. And then you stole it from us. Don't walk away.
I think you must be confused.
I got your note.
No, we didn't send any.
Liar.
No, we've been getting them too.
Tell me why.
She sprints downstairs, turns on the burglar alarm, and flees outside into the daylight. Akimoto staggers downstairs with a hammer and smashes the alarm. She runs down the middle of the street screaming. The hammer and a black envelope lie on the staircase.
Dear old man. That sick bitch wife of yours had to go. It's the only way I could come home. Too bad you didn't borrow that razor I left. But the house is still lovely without your stink.
The Raven sent him here.
Or that's what Mr. Akimoto wants us to believe. He obviously has an attachment to this place.
Or that's why he sold us the place. Have you heard from Francine Waters?
No, she hasn't been in a real estate office in over a week. We sent somebody by her place. Apparently, she travels a lot.
You see what's happening here, right? Being targeted.
Jean argues with the officer at the door.
Look, I don't care who's inside there. I'm here to see my friend.
No, that's okay. You can let her in.
Where's Emma?
Emma packs a bag in the bedroom upstairs. Noah steps in and shuts the door.
Staying with that woman?
Jean offered, but no, I'm gonna stay in a motel.
Honey, I hate this as much as you do, but we really can't afford that right now.
You're seriously not gonna try and talk me out of this, are you? He came right in here, Noah. He tried to kill me.
I know. We can change the locks.
It's not about the locks. It's this place. I hate it here. No, no. You're just gonna try and change my mind.
Jean steps up the stairs as they talk.
Instead of calling some stranger.
In case you haven't noticed, I don't have anyone else to talk to.
We're gonna catch this.
And what if they don't?
Then I will drive you to a...
She fixes her gaze on a photograph in the hall.
What I really want is to be here in this house like normal people, but then all of this shit happens.
I know. I'm gonna work from home as much as I can.
They step out the door to see Jean cleaning up a broken picture frame on the floor.
I'm so sorry. I bumped right into it. Oh, clumsy me. It's okay. Hey, Jean. I appreciate your offer, but I'm gonna go ahead and stay here. Are you sure?
She's sure.
Pigeons land on a streetlight. An American flag waves in the wind. Noah jumps on a small trampoline in their neighbor's yard.
Hey, come at me.
And I'm pretty sure you're gonna kill him.
Look, I'm a trained stunt professional.
And he's only broken half the bones in his body.
Reggie holds out his hands, and Noah charges toward him. Reggie throws Noah onto a foam mat behind him.
I'm pretty sure that you just broke my back.
Emma watches Reggie help Noah up from a seat beside Amanda.
You know, there's no shame in crashing on our couch.
I'm fine, thank you.
And I wouldn't be sleeping either.
I'm not. I have something for you.
Tracy hands over something wrapped in cloth.
Okay. What did you do?
Open it.
Emma unwraps a taser.
Listen, when you sleep better, I sleep.
Emma places a grateful hand on Amanda's arm and they turn back to watch the guys spar.
Come on, Noah, yes! There you go!
A missing sign for Francine Waters, the realtor, hangs on a telephone pole. In Noah's living room, Reggie puts golf balls beside a projector.
Design this?
Some of it. It got me out of the first-person shooter world.
Oh, I have no idea what you said, but it sounds really smart. Hey, she's gonna be all right, man. It's just nerves. Still got it.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to do this, you know, keep me company.
Oh, I'm just here for a free beer, man.
All right, then. I was thinking that we graduate to Scotch.
Oh, well, now you're talking my language.
Upstairs, Emma sits in bed and cups a mug in her palms. The door camera captures Reggie and Noah on the front stoop.
Oh, man. Are you sure you don't want to ride home?
Oh, man, you know what we need? A zip line. Right across.
Bam! Oh, we're doing that.
Oh, no, no. This is happening.
That's all right, man. Have a good night.
Hey, too.
The front door slams shut. Noah tries to let himself in but finds it locked. He checks his pockets. They're empty. The alley camera shows him pull on his sweater, checking the pockets of that too, as he makes his way to the back door. It's also locked.
Emma?
Emma's asleep.
Emma!
A beaked figure slips past the doorway to the bedroom. On the back porch, Noah climbs onto a rack and then pulls himself onto the roof. He tries to pull open the locked bedroom window.
Honey. Honey, get up. I'm so stupid. Honey.
He sees the beaked figure approaching the bed.
Emma!
Noah drops off the roof. The beaked figure looms over Emma. Downstairs, Noah crawls through the plastic-coated window in the kitchen. He snatches a knife off the counter. He comes upstairs, knife raised, and shakes Emma awake.
What?
Oh, thank God. I just want to say goodnight.
She rolls back over, he shuts the door and leans against the bed, calling a number on his phone.
Hello.
Stark. He's here. He's in this house.
Are you two in a safe spot?
I think so.
All right, stay there. I'll send someone over.
There's a dripping red X on the window. Behind him, Noah notices something lumpy under the covers. He whips off the comforter, revealing a pile of blackened doll pieces and another black envelope that says, "Open me."
Dear people, wherever you go, the plague follows. I took your boy, and I'll take any more little darlings that come into that house. Rest assured, what the white stork brings, the raven will whisk away in pieces.
The note is signed, The Raven. As the morning light filters into the bedroom, Emma stretches and sits up. Emma gets out of bed and heads downstairs. One of the doll arms still remains, hidden under the bed. Noah is reviewing the door camera footage on the iPad, which shows the beaked figure on the sidewalk.
Morning. You were up late.
Yeah, you know, too much scotch.
Oh, that tea knocked me out. You should try some tonight.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Hmm.
Noah walks over to the closed black door and tries the handle.
Detective Stark, I'll call you back.
After he leaves, the door handle rattles. Outside, a window to their basement lies open.
Listen, I want to thank you for keeping things quiet the other night.
I feel for what you two are going through, I really do. But secrecy isn't doing your wife any favors.
We went through a rough patch a couple months ago, and that last message, it would have really destroyed her.
Have you considered a vacation?
You want us to run?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, if we leave now, we give this asshole exactly what he wants. And between you and me, we're a little over-leveraged right now.
As Emma brushes, she finds her hair coming out.
I'll post a security detail on your block. But that shouldn't mean that you let your guard down.
Jean picks up a Crumples wanted poster.
Stop. I need to catch my breath.
Mikey, give Miss Emma a break.
You're right. Oh, I'm so out of shape. I swear this house is killing me.
You know, I got my real estate license before the nursing thing kicked in. I could help you sell it.
Oh, I don't think anyone would touch it.
Well, the Akimotos didn't think to mention anything, and neither should you.
We couldn't do that to someone.
Well, I'm just putting it out there.
Who's up for a race?
Oh, come on. Actually, we just crossed the finish line. Amanda, this is Jean.
Wait. You look familiar.
Well, we walk by here every day, my son and I.
No. No, it's someplace else. I never forget a face.
Before I forget, we have to push Friday an hour or two. Noah's got a deadline.
Oh, come over whenever. The door's open.
What's Friday?
Amanda's on a show.
Which I'm not making you all watch. It is just an excuse to drink.
You're an actress? How glamorous.
It's a living. Sometimes. So what is it that you do?
Mikey?
Mikey is digging through the discarded planks of the old treehouse.
He took it. It's gone.
He swings one of the planks.
Put it down.
We had to take it down. It was getting too dangerous.
He hits Emma's hand. Jean grabs the plank from him.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Miss
Emma. No, it's okay, sweetie.
I'm sorry.
An old man peers at them through a crack in the fence. In the kitchen, Noah ices Emma's hand.
It's a big kid. He really could have hurt you.
Oh, it's not his fault.
Oh, you're right. It's hers.
Come on. She's won Regional Mother of the Year twice.
Is that what she told you?
Jean has raised thousands of dollars to send Mikey to those special schools. She knows what she's doing.
Did you talk to her about Finn?
Where is this coming from?
Did you? He's off limits to us, but you can talk about him with a total stranger.
She asked if we were going to have kids, Noah. It was hardly a discussion.
I think that we have enough going on without including the two of them.
I think we need to sell this house.
Can't.
Why?
We take a bath.
Like the previous owner did? Jean can help us sell it.
I don't like her, okay? You guys can go on your walks or do whatever it is that you guys do, but I don't want her coming around here anymore.
Why? I think you're being ridiculous. I mean, what did she ever do to you? What? What is it?
$11,000. Apparently, we paid for every piece of crap on that porch.
What?
I'll take care of it, okay? Just leave Jean out of it.
In a cluttered bedroom, Jean removes her hairpins and takes her wig off her head. She sets it on a wig head, beside an array of watches, and wipes her face with makeup remover. Jean grabs a mask attached to a tank and places it over her mouth. In the dark, Noah and Emma's Volkswagen sits on the curb of the quiet street. Noah sleeps in bed, alone. Emma looks through a box of baby toys and clothes. She scratches her shoulder and pulls up her sleeve. There's a red rash there, which she itches furiously. In bed, Noah begins itching his neck. He wakes and sits up. He shuffles into the other room, absent-mindedly itching himself.
Get him up! Get him!
He finds Emma hunched over by the box, her back to him.
Get him off me!
She scratched deep bloody gouges into her thigh.
Get him up!
Stop.
He grabs her arms and hugs her from behind.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna get you out of here.
The next morning, they carry their bags to Reggie and Amanda's house.
I've only heard about these bed bugs on the East Coast. Must have brought them with you.
Hey, if you're not sure, we don't mind staying in a hotel.
Oh, man, if you're driven around here, everything is rent by the hour.
Okay, all that stuff goes straight back to the laundry.
Well, I can help.
You are not touching a thing unless it's a drink. I bet you never even used a washer.
Give the man a break.
Oh, I am. You're folding.
I gotta fold.
Emma hesitates before following them inside. In the guest bedroom, she absently folds a blanket and sets it at the foot of the bed. She turns to her iPad and opens it. The door cam shows Jean on the front stoop with a plate of cupcakes.
Oh, you're kidding. Hi, Jean.
Hi there. I was just swinging by with an apology for Mikey's behavior the other day.
Oh, that's okay. And we're not even home. We had a little bug problem, so we decided to drive up north for a couple days.
You deserve it. Any place fun?
No, we're just driving, seeing where we end up.
Well, how do you feel about me posting the place while you're gone?
To sell?
Just to gauge the market. I casually mentioned something to a doctor at work. He loves the area.
We're a long way off from that.
Is someone else interested?
No, there's no one else.
Oh, I just hate for you to go back on your word.
I never said we were gonna sell.
Well, I understand, but I was offering to do you a favor, but clearly you don't want my help.
Look, I'm being a bad travel partner. Maybe we could grab lunch when I get back.
Lunch? Is that what you do with your little Hollywood friends?
What?
Grow up, Emma.
Jean spins away angrily. She grabs the cupcakes, glares at them, and hurls them at the ground in front of the door. She adjusts her cardigan and kneels to pick up the fallen plate. Now, workers unfurl plastic sheeting over the house. It falls over the windows, darkening them, and plunging the interior of the building into darkness. Gas fills the air as an exterminator in a protective suit sprays the rooms. Emma slowly climbs the stairs to the upstairs hall. Around the corner, a bloody X marks the wall above someone's limp hand. Emma turns and sees slashed wrists lying on the side of the tub. It's Jean. A raven-headed figure rises up beside her. She and the raven turn toward each other. The raven stretches its clawed hand toward her. She backs into the bathroom, hands trembling, and Jean grabs her. Emma wakes. She sits up and looks around the guest bedroom. Noah calls from work.
I had to move some numbers around.
From the retirement account?
Just to cover us next month, but we'll catch up.
I've been thinking about it, and I'm gonna go stay with my sister for a while.
Babe.
I can't think straight. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, she said she would, pay for the ticket so you don't have to worry about the money.
Can we talk about this at dinner?
Yeah, but my mind's made up.
He gets an email from the missing realtor which links him to a black screen with a red X.
Honey, I have to call you back.
Okay.
Noah clicks on the words, "Open me." A video plays of someone walking up a set of stairs. The camera approaches a photograph of a woman's face. Someone has drawn a beak over her mouth and X's over her eyes. He leans forward. A raven lunges toward the screen and Noah rips out his computer speakers. While typing on his phone, Noah marches out of the building and gets into his Volkswagen. As he puts his phone to his ear, he notices that the plastic over the passenger window was ripped open. Akimoto sits in the back seat. Noah wrenches over the back door.
I'm not the raven! I'm not the raven!
Please. Listen.
Emma and Jean walk down a tree-lined trail.
I've never been a good phone person. It's hard for me to get a read on someone if I'm not seeing them face to face.
I should have known you were just trying to help.
No, I see what kind of pressure you're under. You don't need any more from me.
Mikey kneels by the side of the dirt path, inspecting something.
I'm losing control, Emma. I've tried schools and counselors, and they don't know what to do with them, and neither do I.
What about his father?
I chased after him for years. He wants even less to do with Mikey than he does with me. I even looked into a boarding house. But Mikey saw the brochure and went into a fit. Sometimes I'm afraid what you might do to me.
Jean and Emma embrace. In Noah's office, Akimoto slides a worn box across the desk.
There. That's all I have left.
Noah opens it. There's a feather, some photos, and another black envelope.
What is this? Some kind of confession?
Proof. And an apology for selling you our house. We got a note a week for 3 long years. But that was the least of our suffering. Gladys, her mind was sharp. But we needed help. Then she started seeing things. Demons in the halls, she said. She lost her appetite, her hair, and her mind.
Out the window, Akimoto sees two cops entering the building.
All this time, the nurse we hired was at her bedside, slowly killing her with kindness.
Noah stares at a photo of the nurse sitting with Gladys. It's Jean, smiling and holding a cupcake.
No.
I let the Raven in.
The police climb the stairs to the office, and Noah holds up a hand to halt their approach.
That woman poisoned my wife.
I had to call them, you know that.
You don't know what she's capable of.
They just want to ask you some questions. Tell them exactly what you told me.
Go save your wife, Mr. Curtis, before it's too late.
Akimoto puts a razor to his own neck and slits his throat. A line of blood sprays onto the window, and Noah catches him as he falls dead. On a dry bluff with a view of the LA skyline, Emma and Jean take a selfie in front of the view.
How are
you? Great. Hey, this is Emma. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave me a message.
Emma, pick up. It's Jean. It's always been Jean. Call me back, please.
From the overlook, Emma and Jean can see rows of LA's quiet suburban homes.
Do you see the little one with the green trim?
Yeah.
That's mine.
You bought it?
They accepted my offer yesterday. When I started thinking about your place, I allowed myself to dream a little.
I didn't even know you were looking.
I've been saving up for years. Pinching pennies, clipping coupons, just waiting for the right time. People underestimate the importance of a good home. It's all that really matters. Maybe with a change of scenery, Mikey will find some peace of mind. Bad news? Are you all right? Emma?
Emma flees from Jean, running down the trail from which they came. Emma sees Mikey, still on the side of the path.
Mikey, you have to come with me.
Where's my mom?
She told you she wants you to come with me. We're gonna get ice cream. How does that sound? Your mom isn't well. Come on. Did she tell you to make out with the man in the treehouse? Mikey.
Mikey! What did you say to her? What did you say?
As Jean jogs toward her son, Emma flees further down the path. Emma comes to a sudden halt. A dark-beaked figure stands on the path in front of her. Its arms shoot out to either side, and it approaches her. Emma collapses. It stretches a clawed hand toward her face. Then, hazily, she sees two joggers kneel over her.
Are you okay?
Emma rests in a hospital bed in a room drenched in sunlight. Noah is beside her, his hand on her shoulder.
Inside my head, pecking at my brain.
Stark is gonna find her.
Miss Curtis, we have a word?
Emma nods, and the doctor sits on the foot of the bed. In her kitchen, Jean puts on an apron and begins to cook another batch of cupcakes, stirring up a bowl of pastel red mix.
What's it gonna do to her?
It all depends on the exact nature and amount of poison she ingested. So far, we've found trace amounts of thallium and bath salts in her bloodstream.
Bath salts?
They're known to cause hallucinations and paranoid behavior.
Jean adds crushed pills and injects fluid into the cupcakes.
It'll take time for everything to flush out of your wife's bloodstream.
Jean holds up a finished cupcake, beaming proudly. The tarp covering Emma and Noah's house is pulled off the windows, letting the sunlight back in. Emma wears a wrap over her head. Her eyes are sunken and dark. The door to their house swings open, casting light on a dead bug in the middle of the floor. Emma packs some of her things into a box in the bedroom upstairs, wearing a baggy sweater. As Emma picks up the box, she hesitates, taking in the antique room. Then she carries the box downstairs. She sets it down in the living room and wanders through the house. Most of the cupboards and cabinets are empty now. Emma approaches their record player. Emma takes off her head wrap and places it on the mantelpiece beside the photos there, which she muses on. A shadow passes over the record player. So why don't you help me, please? She sees the reflection of the beaked figure approaching her from behind. Its clawed hand reaches toward her. Emma grabs the vase and smashes it over the raven's head. It seizes her feet as she runs and she falls. She scrambles for the box, knocking it over and seizing her taser as the raven drags her back across the carpet. It pulls her into the once locked black door as she swings at it with the taser. Then it steps out and shuts the door, trapping her in the dark. She flicks on the light and finds a blackened corpse in the corner with a black envelope nailed to its chest. A dripping red X has been painted on the outside of the black door.
Dear people, take what isn't yours to give, and you will bleed. Here's an old sickie as a token of my sincerity. I've been watching you patiently. Inside and out. Clearly you weren't listening. The raven will not warn you again.
Noah and Emma with Stark.
Do you mean that you can't find her? She walks by here almost every single day.
Listen, we've gone door to door. It appears that she doesn't live in this neighborhood anymore.
What do you mean anymore?
The truth is she hasn't actually lived here in over 50 years. When we pulled some city records on the Akimotos, it appears that they bought this house in foreclosure from a family called the Gordons.
What's our house?
No, it's not. It's our house.
This woman has got to live somewhere.
I got a plan. But it's going to take your cooperation.
No, you got my cooperation, but Emma's getting on a flight tonight.
No, I'm not. I am going to stay, and I'm going to make sure this bitch pays for what she's done.
Jean stands in her kitchen, finishing a batch of cupcakes.
Mikey! Bake something extra special. They're your favorite. I've decided to overlook everything you've done. Let bygones be bygones. Hi, you've reached the Gordons.
Mikey is hiding behind a stack of boxes.
Hi, Jean, it's Emma. I wanted to apologize for the other day. For some reason, I just haven't had my head on straight lately. I'm heading out to see my sister, but we decided to put market. Noah's insisting on an open house, but I really wanted you to have a chance to get it, so I hope I see you. It's tomorrow.
As Jean stares at the speaker phone, Mikey makes a break for the front door. She catches him.
You weren't going to leave without trying one, were you?
Reggie puts up an open house yard sign while the others watch from his house across the street.
I told you my real estate license would come in handy.
Just don't actually sell the place.
Oh, sorry, babe. Looking at multiple counteroffers.
He's gonna get himself killed.
We got lots of well-trained eyes out there.
No, he'll find a way. She's too smart to fall for this.
Let's just hope that desperation wins out. All right, Mr. Washington, it's showtime.
Don't encourage him.
An undercover cop stands in the alley.
Attention all units. Be on the lookout for a red station wagon, late 90s, license 21, Apple Baker 345.
Position one, copy.
Another man watches from a car parked on the street. Emma gazes out the window, arms crossed, watching Reggie meet some prospective buyers. Noah steps up behind her and holds her hand comfortingly. The sun sets over the neighborhood. As darkness falls, the open house sign is still up. Amanda carries a mug over to the grumpy Detective Stark.
Thank you.
I saw her, you know. Helping Ms. Akimoto once. And never forget a face. Just too busy to get her name.
Hey, if we knew what was going on in the next door neighbor's house all the time, we probably never want to live anywhere.
Sir, we have a vehicle matching the suspect's description approaching on point view.
Everyone moves to a window. As a sedan turns the corner, Noah and Emma grip each other tight.
All right, keep your distance till we have positive ID.
The car pulls onto the lawn of the house, knocking over the yard sign. The door opens, and Mikey crawls out.
Close in.
Wait!
Mikey lies on the ground without his glasses, his face covered in blood.
We know him, stop!
Stand down, we know.
Mikey.
Call the ambulance.
Noah and Emma nervously watch paramedics push Mikey through the hospital on a stretcher. Emma sits beside his hospital bed.
I don't know if you can hear me. No, I was in one of these rooms not too long ago. And it was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. We had a son. And his name was Finn. But I didn't get to take him home that day.
She grips his hand.
That is not gonna happen to you. You are gonna be fine. And I am gonna make sure that nothing bad ever happens to you again. I swear to you.
A guard remains outside the door to Mikey's room as Noah and Emma leave arm in arm. The two sit together in a waiting room.
To think of what he must have gone through with that woman. And now he has no one.
He's got us.
Guess we're all kind of homeless tonight.
A nurse with sneakers, a polka-dotted skirt, and bobbed hair rolls a cart past Mikey's room, disappearing past a corner. The guard stands and walks around the corner to her. As Noah and Emma drink water in the waiting room, the nurse checks the guard's pulse and drags his body away, leaving a syringe on the hallway floor. The nurse steps into Mikey's room. The nurse, Jean, steps up to Mikey's bedside.
I guess my dream for us got too big, little birdie. But I'll see you home.
She turns off the bedside monitor.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye.
She readies another syringe.
20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. And wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king?
She sticks the syringe into Mikey's IV, just as Emma and Noah walk by and notice the guard missing. They step into Mikey's room.
Stay back.
Noah flings Jean into the wall and punches her. He turns to pull out the syringe, but Jean grabs an oxygen tank and smashes him over the head. Emma grabs her.
No! No!
Jean wraps her hands around Emma's throat.
I saved for 40 years! It was supposed to be mine!
Emma grasps for the syringe beside her. She gets a hold of it and plunges it into Jean's neck. Jean holds a hand to her neck, wobbling unsteadily on her feet. Noah pulls Emma out of the room as Jean collapses to the floor. Jean stares at them as they back away. Hospital orderlies brush past into the room. A neighborhood road recedes in the back window of a car. A mason jar with sticks and insects sits in the back, and Mikey leans his head against the back window, staring outside. In the front seat, Emma turns around and checks on Mikey with a faint smile. In the hallway of a public building, Mikey receives a pat-down while Emma holds his hand, Noah right beside her.
Are you sure you don't want us to go in with you?
Only me.
We're right outside, okay?
Ice cream? Oh, yeah. I already picked out the place, buddy.
A woman holds open a door for Mikey, and he steps inside.
He can do this.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can.
Of course you can. That's why you got me.
Mikey sits alone at a table in a hearing room, playing with a fortune teller. As a woman leads Jean into the room, he sets it aside. The woman sits Jean down across the table from Mikey.
I'm so sorry, Mikey.
He jerks his head away, then steadily brings his gaze back to meet her eyes.
For the last time, Mother, it's Michael.
Can't keep up this act forever.
Oh, I don't know. They say without all those pills you feed me, I might actually get a lot better.
I never gave you anything.
Not true. When you robbed me of an education to pay for your stupid little house, you gave me Mikey. And look at all he's achieved.
How could you do this to me? Your own mother.
You dragged me into this.
But you took it too far.
What? Like poisoning people? No. That was all you, Mom. We both know I can't bake.
You're a monster. I would never kill anyone.
Because you lack follow-through. You know, when I was eight, or was I nine when you stalked that doctor guy, the one you thought was my dad? I realized something. You're such a loser. I mean, how far was I ever gonna get in life with this? The young raven knows that to grow, he's got to leave the nest.
I'll tell them all that you've done. I will clip those sturdy little wings.
I know you'll try. That's why I came here today. To make you think long and hard about all those efforts. You see, Noah and Emma have asked me to come live with them. They're going to be so astounded by all the progress I'm making. It'll be a miracle, really. I'll say it's because I'm away from you. Her poison was fogging that razor-sharp mind. We'll be one big happy family. But let's assume you did get someone's attention. Got them to look deeper.
need?
Maybe they'd even come around asking questions. It might upset Mikey. That strange boy the good neighbors took in. Too bad he burned that house and everyone in it to the ground. A tragic accident. They never saw him coming.
I want you to think long and hard, Mother, about how much blood you've already spilled. I hate to shed any more.
They'll know. I'll make sure they know.
What's the matter, Jean? You said you wanted a new home.
It's him. He did it. He did it. Mikey did it. He did it. No, he ran himself into the wall. I never laid a hand on him. I never touched him. The notes were his idea. Mikey's the Raven. Damn it. You took it too far. It's him. Mikey. Please.
Back in their home, Noah embraces a pregnant Emma as she works.
Dear people, you say home is where the heart is. And then look for it in walls, lawns, and curb appeal. And then forget everyone inside around you. Your neglect is a plague that will bring your walls crumbling down. That's why I come. To remind you. To cure your indifference with fear and terror. Your white picket fences can't protect you. Because the Raven is always watching. Always.
Mikey sits in the new treehouse Emma and Noah built for him, staring at the clawed glove on his hand. Credits roll.
This of sixpence. A pocket full of rye. 420 Blackbird, baked in a pie.
Executive producers Hannah Pilmer, Fernando Siu, Sharon Bordas. Produced by Dave Fonses and Jason Ryan. Written and directed by Ryan Rothmere. More credits roll.
Wasn't that a dainty dish? Set me for the king. Wasn't that a dainty dish?